You know how the market gets hyper-focused on a single asset? Right now, everyone's eyes are locked onto Ether. It's actually stabilized right around that big $2,000 psychological barrier.
And honestly, contrary to what many expected, this level isn't acting as a ceiling at all. Market sentiment is telling us it's more of a launch pad for further upside.
That is so exciting. The main reason for this optimism. It's the heavy concentration of overhead short liquidity just sitting above our current price levels.
To put that in perspective, whether we're looking at traditional finance or crypto, liquidity pools are just areas where significant order volume exists.
For technical traders, zones stacked with sell orders or short positions act like magnets for price action.
Exactly. When price approaches these zones, it often triggers reactions that propel the asset in a specific direction.
This dynamic has created a very bullish setup right now, giving market participants a chance to capitalize on potential movements.
But to really understand the excitement surrounding this scenario, we need to examine leverage trading mechanics.
Many crypto traders use borrowed funds to amplify their positions, which adds that extra layer of intensity.
Short sellers, specifically those betting on price declines, typically set stop-loss orders right above the current price.
Here's where things get interesting. If the price rises past these levels, these traders are forced to buy back the asset to close their positions.
That mandatory buying pressure is what we call overhead short liquidity.
So if a large number of shorts have been placed between $2,100 and $2,300, those traders must exit their positions once the price hits that range.
The resulting surge in buying volume can push prices higher, creating a self-reinforcing cycle known as a short squeeze.
And bulls have identified this setup, accumulating fresh leveraged long positions while they're at it.
They are anticipating forced exits from short sellers before the price accelerates upward.
This really illustrates how market psychology influences technical analysis beyond standard support and resistance lines.
The path forward targets the $2,500 level next.
That figure represents a significant psychological barrier and likely contains institutional accumulation zones.
For price to reach this target, specific conditions must align perfectly.
First off, we need sustained buying volume from both retail and institutional buyers, even when volatility increases near resistance.
Second, a liquidity sweep is often necessary. The market may need to briefly sweep higher liquidity levels above $2,000 before reversing or continuing upward.
And that validates that stop losses have been hit.
Third, broader market sentiment plays a crucial role. A shift in crypto sentiment toward risk-on assets tends to fuel breakouts.
Analysts suggest that if Ether breaks through immediate overhead liquidity without failing, it could trigger algorithms designed to catch breakouts.
This would accelerate the journey to $2,500 beyond conservative estimates.
However, investors must remain cautious regarding risks and volatility.
We cannot forget that leveraged positions carry danger in any market condition.
If Ether fails to hold above $2,000, leveraged longs could face liquidation, leading to a sharp correction.
Additionally, broader macroeconomic factors, such as inflation data or regulatory news, can overshadow technical setups.
Traders are advised to monitor on-chain metrics and order flow data closely.
Observing how large wallets interact with the liquidity pool above $2,000 provides valuable clues before the price makes its final push.
The current positioning of Ether near the $2,000 level offers a compelling narrative for traders seeking upside potential.
Ultimately, the combination of high short interest and leveraged long positions creates an environment conducive to a rally towards $2,500.